Good morning. This is Kerry for Time to Release. I haven't done a audio boom blog post in quite some time. I've been going through and I'm now emerging from a period of reflection and research and working out what it is I really want to say, what feels important. So with my audio boom posts, I take a problem or an idea and apply some kind of technique, often a project management technique, to gain clarity and insight into that idea. And I find it really helpful. It often gives me, sparks new ideas, makes me think about a topic or a subject a little bit more deeply. So I hope it does the same for you too. I also think there's some amazing stuff out there, some amazing techniques and tools and ways of thinking which I want to harness. So today I want to talk about a technique which is in a book which I've just bought called Everyone is Created by Michael Atavia. And it's a little exercise called I Believe, 20 opening lines. In the comments you'll see the 20 opening lines, kind of starter sentences. And this technique he suggests to use to create an artist statement. So a kind of statement about who and what and why you're here from an artist's point of view. So I am going to be thinking about my new venture, which is Time to Release. I've done the blog, I've made some really good contacts, I've done some research, and now I'm sort of entering a period of action with that. And I just want to get really clear on what I believe around Time to Release, what I'm doing. So I've not thought about the answers to or the end bits of these 20 opening lines too much. I'm going to just read them and say what comes out. I'll try not to stumble. And I'll pop the lines in the comments below and then you can have a go too, maybe. So I am creative and passionate. I dream to be a speaker and an influence maker. I'm good at management, empathy, and sharing. My skill is courage. I believe Time to Release is a opportunity for a lot of people to overcome some of their fears connected to abuse that they may have experienced. I'm anti-fear. I'm scared of fear. I'm curious about fear and how it holds you back and keeps you in the same place. This interests me because I feel that quite a lot of my life I've created sort of barriers and structures in the way of me achieving what I want to achieve, and those all, I think, came from a place of fear. The themes of my work are creativity, sensory experiences, and just unlocking the kind of sensuous and creative beings amongst people generally, but also particularly people who've suffered some kind of trauma. My expertise is within my work. I work as a project coordinator for an arts charity, and things like fundraising, event management, team development, project coordination are my kind of core expertise, and I think that I can bring those to Time to Release. The value of my work is, I think the value of the outcome of what I'm trying to achieve is extremely important. So if I can help just a few people release creatively and use creative experiences and sensory experiences to stop them feeling afraid or to help them move forward in their life, then I believe that's really, really important. My work looks like, at the moment, my work looks like kind of research and plugging away and knocking on doors and seeking opportunities. I want my work to look like speaking and mentoring and engaging daily with people. My work sounds like audio boom. I like to speak. I want to be on a stage. I want to be in front of people. I want to be talking honestly and openly, because I think that's a really something that's missing, something that isn't there or hasn't been there for me. My work behaves like it's quite intuitive. I feel like I'm seeking and taking opportunities and pushing in different ways to try and kind of roll around within this idea and see which way I can stretch it and push it, and which way, which direction, which paths there are within what I want to do. Historically, I've been a very hard worker. I work hard to achieve goals. I've been motivated by achieving. That's not to say I'm particularly financially successful, or but I know I make a really good impact on other people and on projects that I engage with. I know that I am diligent and hardworking. But this time, the time to release is completely mine. It's something that I'm developing. I get to choose how hard I work, when I work, kind of the whole working smarter, not harder. And there's things within time to release that I want to do which involve time, actually releasing myself as I go through this process. So not always focusing on the next thing, sometimes just stopping and enjoying and reflecting. So my way of working has changed a little bit through time to release. The context of time to release is my history of sexual abuse, the disclosures that I've heard from people through my work, the constant media attention on child sexual abuse, grooming, the pieces of work that I've done where I've had to actually work with offenders, paedophiles, and what that's brought up for me, and the lack of understanding that people who've suffered this kind of trauma, though it's horrible and awful, they don't have to stay a victim, and this experience, though dreadful, is a learning experience just like any other. And the things that you have learned through this process, you can apply to your life in a positive and beautiful way. The landscape is exciting. I really think there's an opportunity here, and I'm committed to that opportunity and just seeing how far I can take it. My peers are supportive. I've done quite a lot of work this year, kind of talking to people, speaking to my family, but also speaking to people within my work network, within my friendship groups, within circles that I'm part of. And I've had a little fear thrown back at me from some people. Some people aren't really keen to engage or listen or open stuff up within themselves, and that's fine. But most of the support I've received has been amazing. And the critical context is, I think I am trying to do something which is going to require time and money and effort. And I think that's been holding me back a little bit because of other kind of pressures and responsibilities in my life. But I think that the power of the process that I'm developing is strong enough to overcome those things. And I think kind of putting a stake in the ground and saying, yes, I'm doing this, is what's opening doors for me at the moment. So I believe it's a powerful tool. Putting down the answers to those 20 opening lines list has reinforced that I do have strong belief. I do believe in what I'm doing. So maybe you can try it too. Thank you.